We're in the middle of Torah Reish Nun in the Kutam Aran Chelek Aleph. We'll give a 2-minute summary of what we did till now. We'll continue from there. Rabbi Nizal started off by saying that any tzar or suffering that a person has is only because of chisaron hadas. Because if a person has real das, and what real das means is that the person knows that everything that happens to him comes from Hashem, is done by Hashem, and everything that Hashem does is for the good, as Rabbi Nizal brought in Torah Dalet on the Kutam Aran Chelek Aleph, that person wouldn't have any, there's no concept of suffering, of feeling bad about anything. If whatever's being done is for my good, number one, and I acknowledge it as being done by Hashem, then there's no problem at all whatsoever. And Rabbi Nizal said, even the kind of pain that comes from extracting one thing from another, two things that are very tightly locked together, like the separation of the neshama from a guf, or when a person gets sick, where that's usually where the pain of sickness comes from, of illness, comes because of this, because the neshama is starting to draw itself out of the person. Even that kind of pain, a person shouldn't really experience any pain or suffering. And Rabbi Nizal said that you should know that the main tsar of Bnei Yisrael that they have when they're in Golus, the whole concept of the shadow of tsar that we live in when we're in Golus, is because of this chisaron hadas, because of the fact that we live among the goyim and they are not ma'aminim, they don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe in a concept of hashkacha prati, they're used to a concept of teva, mazola, isula, those things. Because of the fact that we're among them and we've learned from their ways, that's what's caused us to experience a feeling of tsar in Golos. Then Rabbi Nizal said, but in truth, the Yidden, in other words, the Goyim, in fact, are lamalam in Hateva, are lamatum in Hateva. They are controlled by a bechina of mazel, by mazolos, by these things. Whereas the Yidden, in truth, are lamalam in Hateva. The Yidden, in truth, rule over the stars. We find Rabbi Nosson's offering in Sankati Allah is that when Avram Avinu was coming close to Hashem, one of the things that Hashem did when he wanted to show him how much children he's going to have, the Medrash says Hashem took Avram Avinu and picked him up above the stars. Hashem took him outside. Outside what? Outside of the stars, above the stars. And Hashem told him, you see the stars under you? Koi yihi esarecha. As many stars as there are here, this is how many children you're going to have. Why did Hashem do that? Because Hashem wanted to show him that you think, al pi derech hateva, you're 100 years old, it's not going to be possible to have children. I'm showing you that I'm taking you above teva. Above teva, you can have children without any problem, because what's the mokar for children? From keser, lamala min hateva, above teva, above the regular 7 lowest spheres. So we see that Hashem told Avram Avinu, Koi yihi ezarecha. Hashem said, these are going to, in other words, your children are going to be like this. Like this meaning, lamala min hateva, above this concept of teva that I'm showing you now. So Rabbi Nizal says that when Hashem wants to make the Yidden victorious over a nation that's oppressing them, in other words, when they're in the state of Golus, and they're on bottom, and the other nations are on top, they're living in a country, let's say, like this place, America, where it looks like the Yidden are not in control, they're being oppressed to a degree. So Rabbi Nizal says, how does Hashem do it? Hashem does it by bringing a light, by drawing a light from the Seif, from the Kates, from the end of time, drawing a He'orah from there to us now. And by doing that, Hashem takes us completely out of the Teva, and by doing that, Hashem draws a Yeshua to Bnei Yisrael. This is how Rabbi Nizal explained it. He said, "Kshavadish Baruch Hu roitzel rachma Yisrael Hashem igalusam v'lasayis kates v'seif." How does he do it? He mamshich aleihem hashgacha. Hashem draws upon the Yidden a hashgacha, and by doing that, he's machnia the goyim. Now we'll start from Vedah. Where does this hashgacha come from? That's what Rabbi Nizal is going to explain now. We had gone to the middle of this, but we'll start again just to flow into where we left off. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'dash hezoyis hashgacha hu mamshich misayif ha'olam." This hashgacha that Hashem draws upon Bnei Israel to draw them out from under the goyim, to restore them to the madrig of lamala mi'ateva, comes from the end of the world, the end of time. Kila osid b'eis haketz. Because in the future, at the Kates, the Teva is going to become Batel completely. And there will be only Hashgacha. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashomayim ke'oshonim lachu. The rulers of the Goyim that are up in Shomayim will be dissipated like smoke. The Ha'oretz and the rulers of the Goyim on the ground, Kabeged Tivle, will rot like a piece of clothing, a piece of old clothing. The teva which goes according to the kaychavim and mazalois is going to become batel. Now note, this hateva which goes according to the kaychavim and mazalois, the Gemara says, ein lecha kol esev lamata, that doesn't grow until a malach comes and strikes it. Ein lecha kol esev ve'esev, that's one lashon that's brought, and there isn't a single kaychav lamala which doesn't move without a malach striking it and telling it to move, telling it to grow or to move. So the question is, what is this malach? Malach is a bechin of teva. We know that whenever in the Torah it refers to malachim, what are they called in the Torah? Elikim. Elikim spoke to Bilam. The Zohar Kodesh says, did Hashem speak to Bilam? Chas v'shalom. It was a malach that spoke to Bilam. Elikim is one of the names that's given to the malachim. Elikim is bigimatria hateva, showing that this concept of the kaychavim, which are guided by malachim, are under this concept of elikim, hateva. So Rabbeinu Zal says, "Lo'osid, all of that's going to become bottle. V'lo yeh shum mazel. There won't be any concept of mazel. Rak hashgocha levad. There'll be only hashgocha. V'oz yu Yisrael amala. Then the Yidma are going to be on top. V'al kein gam ato. Or even now, kishashem yisporach reitzelases kates v'sleif meze akum. When Hashem wants to bring an end to any nation of the goyim, v'sheyu Yisrael amala, and Hashem wants to elevate the Yidn above the goyim. How does He do it? Azai mamshich aleim hashgocha miketz v'soif oilam. Hashem draws a light, a hashgocha, from that end of time. She'oz lo yirak hashgocha. Then there's going to be perfection of hashgocha. V'ideizaisa hashgocha nisalam Yisrael. Through that hashgocha, the Yidden rise up. V'nase ketz v'soif mehoakim shoy mesirom lehem. And there comes an end to the goyim who were oppressing the Yidden at that time. How? Through this he'ora that Hashem drew from the period of time that's going to come in the future, where there's going to be only hashgacha, now there seems to be some kind of mix of teva and hashgacha, whereby it's conceivable for the goyim to come out on top sometimes. Losid lavoy, there's going to be only hashgacha, then the Yidden are going to be completely on top. So whenever Hashem wants to draw Yeshua for now, He draws a he'ora from that hashgacha of the future, and that's how He makes the Yidden come out on top. V'ze b'chinas keitz bo ha-keitz. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, the end is coming, the end. And Rashi Kodesh says that it uses a double lashon keitz to emphasize a solid end. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Hainu, k'shekodesh baruch hu roitze lahavi keitz al akum. When Hashem wants to bring about a keitz, how does He do it? Azay mamshich hashgocha miketz ha'achroin kanal. Keitz bo ha'keitz. Coming from this last keitz, that's where any keitz that we see now, any time where there's a mishpat, a proper mishpat, where the goyim come out on bottom now, where does it come from? It comes from the keitz ha'achroin. It comes from the end. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, now the question is, all of this is fine and dandy, although up until this point, Rabbeinu Zal seemed to be implying that this is purely within Hashem's hands. It's purely within Hashem's hands to determine when this hashgacha is to be used, when not. We know one thing for sure, that whenever the Yidden are able to draw the hashgacha of Hashem upon them, that's when all of this is going to happen. That's when the Yidden come out on top and everything works out great. The question is, are we in any position to initiate that? Rabbeinu Zal says yes. Tfila is the bechina of hashgacha, because if you recall, the definition that we gave for hashgacha before was a concept of lamala mehateva, above teva. Hashgacha is a term that means above teva. Tfila is another word which means above teva. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki hateva mechayev kach, utfila meshana hateva. Teva would cause things to flow a certain way, and tefillah has the power to change that. V'hu bechinas godoil. Tefillah is a concept of godoil. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki mi goy godoil asher lo yelikim kroivim elov kashem alekeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Which nation is there that's so great that they have Hashem close to them whenever they call out to Hashem? So we see that through the Yidden calling out to Hashem, they become a bechina of godoil, goy godoil. What's the definition for godoil? Ki ze gedula seinu. Rabbeinu Zal says this is the main gedula of the Jews. What? She Hashem yisporach shemei atfilos seinu umeshana hateva liyashkochos yisporach. The fact that Hashem accepts, receives our tefillah, and He changes teva for us, that's the ikar gedula of Bnei Yisrael. Ukemashikosu, as the Pasuk says, by Elisha Hanavi, Sapru noli eshagidulois, Asheros Elisha, Sapru noli eshagidulois, Asheros Elisha, tell me about the great things which Elisha Hanavi did, referring to the miracles that he did. Gedula means miracle, a change in teva. Ukemashikosu razal, as the Gemara says, Megillah, the Elisha da'ovid, barachmi hu da'ovid. Whatever Elisha did, any miracles that Elisha was able to accomplish, how did he accomplish it? Through Rachmi, through Tefillah. Nimtza. Rachmi, there in Aramaic, means Tefillah. It doesn't mean Rachmi, it means Tefillah. Nimtza. She Tefillah. Shehu Bechinas Nisim Vehashgacha. So we see from here that Tefillah, which is a concept of miracle, which is a Bechin of Hashgacha, above Teva, changing Teva, Hepecha Teva, he Bechinas Godol. Tefillah is this bechina of Godol, which is miracle. That's what makes the Jewish nation great, and that's what gives a Yid the power to draw Hashgacha upon himself. How does a person draw the Hashgacha of Hashem upon himself? Through Tefillah. Through Tefillah. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained what is Hashgacha. Rabbeinu Zal said there are two opposites. There's Teva and there's Hashgacha. Teva means a concept where Hashem is not watching the Bria that closely. We explained the concept of Kaviyachol Shabbos versus the days of the week. During the weekdays, the Iker Memshola in the world is via a Malach, via Bechinat HaTeva, the Malach Memtes, Sheshultenosei Bachoyel. His Shlita, his rulership over the world is during the Choyel. Then Kaviyachol, not that this is clear fact, but in a sense, Hashem isn't really watching things that carefully. Hashem isn't watching what goes on. He puts it pretty much into the hands of this Malach, who is a Bechinat of HaTeva, this Malach Memtes. Whereas, and that's the Bechina of Teva. Whereas, when Hashem does watch everything and take full control, that's the Bechina of Hashgacha, that's the Bechina of Shabbos. Shabbos, we said, symbolizes pure Hashgacha, because the word Shabbos shows Shlemus of the eyes. Shin is the Tlaskam and Dehna, the three colored rings of the eye. Bas is the Basayim. That's one Bechina of this Teva versus Hashgacha. Another Bechina of the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos is all the countries of Chutz Laretz are a Bechin of the Sheshes Yemei HaChoyel. Eretz Yisrael is the Bechin of Shabbos. The Bir Likutim Zav brings the main praise that we find throughout the Torah about Eretz Yisrael is that it's called Zovas Cholav. Is that it's called Zovas Cholav Udvosh. The Bir Likutim Zav says, you look at the last letters of Zovas Cholav Udvosh, makes up the word Shabbos. That's the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Bechina Shabbos. Here also, Eretz Yisrael, Tamid Eini Hashem Alekecha Bo, Hashem's eyes are always upon it. That's where the Iker Hashgacha is, whereas Chutz Laretz is more a Bechina of Hateva. It's under the control of a Malach. We once explained, the Shulchan Aruch said that all the countries of Chutz Laretz, they have a representative in Shemaim, their representatives are Malachim. Who's the representative of Eretz Yisrael? Kaviyochol Hashem himself. He's the main Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ze pirush." With this, we can understand Mashehishiv Uvi Tamiel Rav Ketina. The Gemara says in Brachas that Rav Ketina was once walking by the house of one of these magicians who was able to perform magic using the bones from dead people. Tamiel means bones. Oiv, Balas Oiv means one of these magicians who was able to perform magical tricks. So the Gemara says Rav Ketina was once walking by the house of one of these people, and he called out to this magician. He didn't go into his house. He called out, "My guha, what's an earthquake?" He asked this magician, "Do you know what causes an earthquake?" The Gemara says that the Uvi Tamiya answered him, "Bisho shehakodesh baruch hu zecher ezbonav." When Hashem remembers his children about the fact that they are living in a state of suffering among the goyim, Meirid Shtei Demoy Slyam Hagodol, Kaviyochel, Hashem cries over this, and two tears of Hashem fall into the Yam HaGodel, the Mediterranean Sea, the Koiloi Nishma Misoifoi Lachat Soifoi. And the voice of that sound is heard from one end of the world to the other end of the world. And that's what causes earthquakes. This is what the Uvi Tamiya answered him. So the Gemara says that he called back to Uvi Tamiya and he said, your sheker and your statements are sheker. Why? Because if that were the case, we should always hear two sounds. An earthquake should always be two rumbles. So the Gemara says, but isn't it true that you do always hear two rumbles when there's an earthquake? So the Gemara says, yes. You know why he said that? He didn't want people to believe in these uvitamias. In other words, he knew that the answer that he gave him was right, but he didn't want people to follow him. That's why he called out that you're full of lies. In order to get, he needed this information. He asked the uvitamia for the information. Once he gave it him, he wanted to prove that, he wanted to show people not to go to them for chokhmah. But in any case, we see that this was the interpretation of what causes an earthquake. Rav Enizal explains, what is this talking about? What is this talking about? Rav Enizal says, "Hainu kishakadosh baruch hu zecher shehin shruyim b'tzar bein ho'akum." When Hashem remembers that the Yidden are in suffering, why are they in suffering? Bein ho'akum daiko, Rav Enizal says, the kind of suffering that's generated simply because they're among the goyim. Why? Kise ikar hatzar. That's the main suffering of Bnei Yisrael. Ma shehin shruyim bein ho'akum. The fact that they live among goyim, v'lamdu mehem, and they learn from the goyim, v'noflu mehadas, and they fell from that purity, that shleimus of das, which means shleimus of emuna. In other words, a real purity in emuna in hashgach of Hashem. That's what we show on Shabbos. By the fact that we don't go to work at all on Shabbos, we show a purity in emunah that it's the hashgach of Hashem that brings me my parnosa. I don't have to do anything bigashmi, it's al pi derech hateva to get the money. I'm going to get it via the hashgach. So Rav Enizal says that when the Yidden live among the goyim, that's what causes them chas v'shalom to forget this. The toilin baham mazel v'hateva, and they begin to think that things are going according to mazel, according to teva. V'zeh ikar hatzara shalahem, and that's the biggest tzar of Bnei Yisrael when they have a deficiency in emuna. Because Rav Enizal says nishyesh le emuna chay of chayim. A person who has emuna, that person has no suffering at all. There's no concept of suffering. Rav Enizal says v'azai moirid demois. What does Hashem do when he sees this happen? In order to help the Yidden, Kaviyochel Hashem cries. And Hashem releases tears. What is this cause? Hainu shemamshich aleihem hashgacha. Hashem draws upon the Yidden hashgacha. Ki demo'is heim bechinas hashgacha. Because tears are a concept of hashgacha. Kama Yisham Rabbi Sein Zuchon HaBracha, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, al posuk v'shavu he'ovim achar hageshem. The posuk says in Koheles that usually after a rain, the clouds return again and cover the sky. The Gemara says, "Zeh horaois shehoylech achar abechi." This refers to a person's vision that leaves them after they cry. Crying is the bechina of a rain. A rain comes down, and then after a person cries, his eyesight becomes blurred. That's the concept of these clouds that block the vision, the clarity of the sky. Rav Enizal says, "Nimso." What do we see from here? Shehadamois heim loikhim chelek horaois. That when a person cries, what happens is part of the vision gets released within the tears. That's why you can't see so well, because part of the vision has left temporarily in the tears. Rav Enizal says, "V'ha'ra'ois nimshach l'toicham." The ra'ois, the power of vision, gets drawn into these tears. Nimso shehadema'ois heim chelke ha'hashgocha v'ha'ra'ois. So we see that these tears are a bechinav, a part of the vision, a part of the hashgacha. Lahashkiach means to look at. Ki hademois loichim harois, because the Gemara said that tears take away the eyesight. What do you mean take away? They take it with them. So we see that these tears have in them the hashgacha. Rav Enizal says, v'zeh u'moirid shnei demois. This is why it says that what does Hashem do? Hashem releases two tears. Rav Enizal says, "Hainu shemamshich chelkei hahashgacha liyam hagodol." Hashem draws parts of his hashgacha into the yam hagodol. What does that mean? "Hainu bechinas ho'akum hamoishlim al Yisrael." Hashem draws this hashgacha into the goyim who are ruling the Yidden at the time. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, "Vaharishoim kiyam nigrash." The rishoim flow like the waves of the ocean. So we see that Yam is a symbol of the Rishoyim. Va'azai nase bechinas godoil. Hashem is moirid shnei demois layam. Hashem releases two tears into the Yam, into the Rishoyim. The Hashkocha is released into the Rishoyim. And that causes a bechinov godoil. Bechinas hashkocha. Godoil refers to hashkocha. Bechinas tfilo, shehu bechinas godoil kanal. The bechinov tfilo, which is saprunolius hagedula, is shosei lisha. Velisha David, Brachmi David, that's Tfila. This Gedula is Tfila. It says that the sound that's caused by Hashem's tears hitting the ocean, that sound is heard across the, from one end of the world to the other. What does that mean? Hashem, where does Hashem draw this hashgacha from? From the end of the world. From the end. Rabbi Nezal says, Ad Saifai. Mi Saifa Ilam. Hashem draws the hashgacha from the end of the world. Ad Saifai. To use it to make a saif. To put an end to the din, to the teva. Lastly, Saif Vikates. Meho Akum HaMoshlam Yisrael. He uses it, this light that's coming from the end, to make an end. To put an end to the goyim who are ruling over the Yidden. Bechinas Kates Bo HaKates. That's this expression of Mi Saifa Ilam Viad Saifai. V'zeh b'chinas demois. Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh b'chinas demois sheboichin beis hatzar. This is the concept of the tears that a person releases when a person is in suffering. Ki me'achash yesh lo yisurim v'tzar, because once a person feels pain and suffering, al kein hu tzorech lo b'chinas hashgacha. It's an obvious sign that he's in a state of teva. What does that mean? In other words, until we have this explanation, we're lost. What do we? So what's wrong if he's in Teva? In Teva, maybe he can come out good, maybe bad. No. HaTeva is Begimatria Elikin. Teva generally is a Bechin of Din, a Bechin of suffering. So whenever we see a person is going through suffering, that tells us that he's under the rule of HaTeva, which is this concept of Elikin, Din. Rabbeinu, which means that what does he need? He needs a removal of the Elikim. He needs Chesed, which comes in the form of Hashgacha, the Hashgacha of Hashem. Rabbeinu says, "Al kein utzorich lebchinas Hashgacha kedei sheyeh lo Yeshua," so that he should be able to draw a Yeshua. V'al kein mayridin demois. That's why the person automatically. That's why the nature of the human being is to cry. Kedei lahamshich al yodom chelkei haHashgacha v'horois. By his act of crying, he's trying to draw upon himself this concept of hashgacha, this concept of vision, which he's obviously missing now. Ki ha-hashgacha v'horois nimshach l'toich ha-demois. Because we know that hashgacha is drawn into tears. Tears are packages of hashgacha, packages of vision, which is the bechin of hashgacha. Be-bechina, he says, the pasuk says, v'shavu avam achra geshem ze horois shoylich achra bechi. Hainu shehen mechasrim horois. Tears subtract vision. They take away a part of the vision. So we see that tears are a symbol of ra'os, a symbol of hashgacha. When a person cries in pain, it's a symbol that he's drawing this hashgacha upon himself. Now note, put one and one together. If tefillah is bechinas hashgacha and tears is bechinas hashgacha, it's understood that the highest form of tefillah possible is a tefillah which is with tears. Because note, a person getting up to daven to Hashem, by doing that alone, he's drawing hashgacha upon himself. Why? Why is simple? Because the fact that I'm standing up and I'm saying, Hashem, please give me money, I'm acknowledging that I realize that it's not what I was supposed to get tomorrow that I'm going to get. Baloney. There's no such thing as supposed to get, supposed to happen. I'm acknowledging that Hashem, there's a special relationship between me and Hashem because I'm a Yid. And after the Chartonim Kol Amin, Hashem is watching me closely. And every time I open my mouth to speak, Hashem is all ears. Hashem is eager to listen to me and eager to respond to whatever I ask. So the fact that a person gets up to daven, that act itself is a denial of teva, and it's an acknowledgement of hashgacha. That's step one. Step two, when a person is zoicha to cry, what is crying? Crying means a bechina of extra, a vision leaving. There's a hashgacha that's drawn into the tears. Tears have a nature of drawing hashgacha, drawing vision. Proof is that when a person cries physically, what happens is part of his vision is drawn into the hashgacha. So beruchnis, when a person cries, what happens is he draws a hoisafa of hashgacha from Hashem upon himself. And if you recall, this corresponds beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different Torah. Which Torah? Samach Hei, where Rabbeinu Zal is that what you said?
Yeah.
Samach Hei, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about what's another thing that a person usually does with the eyes when they're in pain? They close the eyes. Why? What's the act of closing your eyes? Usually when a person has their eyes open, they can see 2 blocks. What happens if you want to see something that's 2.5 blocks away? What do? You squint. The closing of the eyes, begashmias, Rabbi Nizal brings there, closing your eyes, mechezu dehayama, from physical vision, extends your spiritual vision further. So when a person clenches his eyes, that's the bechina of looking all the way to the end. That's the wording Rabbi Nizal brought there. That's how you get to look at the seif, the tachlis of everything, which is kulay toiv. There it's kulay toiv. Rabbi Nizal in that Torah and this Torah is saying, in a sense, the same thing. So that a person, when he's davening to Hashem, in spite of this, the highest form of tefillah, it's understood, is with tears. Now, usually when a person cries, what happens? He closes his, in other words, his eyes close because of the tears dripping. In other words, it's a combination of the vision leaving because of the tears, or his eyes are closed up pretty much. In other words, blinded by the tears. He's blinding himself from Olam Hazeh, from Chesed Hayama, from Hateva, which means he's taking himself to the next world. By closing his eyes, he's looking into the next world. He's looking further. The more you close your eyes from this world, the further your vision into the next world, which is Yom Shekulei Toiv, Yom Shekulei Shabbos. And that's how a person is zeichet to be able to draw Yeshuas. That's how tefillah with tears, or even tefillah where a person closes his eyes and is spite of this, that's how you see where these physical acts come into play in tefillah. That's why you can understand how in certain places in tefillah, the Arizal says when it comes to Marav, if a person is capable, this obviously doesn't apply to everybody, and number two, even by Rabizal, you see a lot of times he davened in a sitter, even Marav. But the Arizal brings a say that Marav, which is nighttime, if we want to draw the extra Hashgach of Hashem upon us, nighttime is a time of klipa, ve'emunas chabalelas. That's a time when we have to strengthen ourselves in this hashgacha. How do we do it? By closing our eyes in tefillah. The closing our eyes lets us look further, look into the tachlis for its kulay toiv. That's the ikar oyer. How we deicha the chishuch of night? By closing our eyes, that's how we mamshich this oyer of the tachlis, the seif, the end of time. Rabbi Nizal says now, with this we can understand some examples that we have throughout the Torah where a person cried over different situations. The Torah says that when Yeshaya Hanavi came to Chizkiyahu HaMelech and he told him, Hashem is angry at you, Hashem is very, very angry at you, make out a will because you're going to die. The Navi says that Chizkiyahu right away started opening to Hashem, and he cried to Hashem, and he begged Hashem, please remember the fact that I was always loyal, and with your infinite kindness, please have Rachmanis on me. So the Pasuk says there, Vayev Chizkiyahu b'chi godol. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh b'chinas Vayev Chizkiyahu b'chi godol hanemar be'ez shecholo, when Chizkiyahu HaMelech got sick at that time, b'chi godol daiko. He was able to draw into the bechia, into the crying, he was able to draw the ra'ois, the hashgacha, sheze bechinas godol, bechinas tefillah. This is the term godol, which refers to tefillah, which refers to miracles, which refers to hashgacha. Period. Rabbi Nizal says, v'ze ma shenemar b'dovid be'ez shebocha al tzaroi. This is also what's written by David HaMelech. At the time that he was crying over his suffering, over the fact that him and Yohanan were going to be split up, he had his closest friend in the world was Yohanan, the son of Shaul HaMelech. And at that time, when he found out that Shaul HaMelech really wanted to kill him, that's when they met, and they agreed that they're not going to see each other anymore for now because it's unsafe. And the Pasuk says they both started crying. And the Pasuk says that David HaMelech cried, they were crying so much, Ad David Higdil. What does it mean, Ad David Higdil? Shehigia b'chiyosoi l'b'chinas hashkocho, b'chinas godol. Until David cried, until he achieved that item called godol, which is the b'chin of hashkocho, because it's through the hashgacha that a person is zeicha to be machnia the hateva, the din, completely, and is zeicha to be able to be saved completely from any kind of tsar, any surim. Now this is why you'll note, interestingly, when Moshe Zal brings in Likutei Halachos, the whole thing, I'm not going to go into it now because it's too long, but just to give a few things, you'll be able to understand how far this goes. But Moshe Zal says, Eretz Yisrael, we said, is the bechin of Hashgacha. Eretz Yisrael is the main center of Hashgacha. Tamid Ein Hashem Lekecha Bo. Which means, when the Yidden were going to Eretz Yisrael, their attitude should have been complete emuna, complete trust. If there was any place on this earth that didn't have to be checked out, it was Eretz Yisrael. What did the Yidden do? They advocated sending maraglim. What is a maragel? a shliach. In other words, they sent messengers up ahead, messengers whose mission was to check out Eretz Yisrael. What is a messenger? What is a shliach? What's another word for shliach?
Malach.
Malach. Malach means shliach in Hebrew. Malach means angel, because what are they? They are the shlichim of Hashem. By doing that, what did they do? They brought themselves under the bechina of teva. By sending Meraglim, they were playing in Eretz Yisrael. They were playing in Eretz Yisrael by sending this bechina of shliach, which is the whole concept of teva. What's noted Eretz Yisrael is the bechina of hashkocha. What is hashkocha? The einayim, right? What's the Mishnah says in Kalim, Eretz Yisrael, there are 10 kiddushas, 10 level of kiddushas. What's the highest kiddush in Eretz Yisrael? The Beis Hamikdosh. Ge'oin uzchem, machmad einechem. Machmad einechem. The Beis Hamikdosh is the beauty of the eyes of Klal Yisrael. All eyes are turned, kaisel, tail shehakel poinimbol. All eyes are turned to this. This is the center of Hashgacha, the Beis Hamikdash, the center of the eyes, the center of Das. Rabbein Zal begins this Torah that people suffer from Chisaron Das, which means a Chisaron of this Hashgacha, which is a Bechin of Das. The Beis Hamikdash is the Mokoim of Das. Kol mi sheyesh bo idea, kilo nifne Beis Hamikdash biyomov. What resulted from this? The Meraglim came back. What did the Yidden do when they heard the report of the Meraglim? They cried. It says they started crying. Why did they cry? Because they saw the pigam. They saw the pigam that they had committed in sending these people who lied that they weren't zecher to see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael and everything. The Yidden started crying then. But this crying was a bad crying. This crying showed a pigam and emunah. This was a crying which showed that taka, they did lose their ra'ois. They were pagan in the hashgacha. What's the ticken for their crime? Hashem said, you cried for this? Now you're going to cry l'dayros. This is the whole kiddush of the tefillah of chatzos. Or whenever a person has a split of this, and a person davens over the churban beis hamikdash, and a person cries for it, that's the ticken for this original pigam. Hashem said, v'hoya b'yayim poktiu fokadati, that when it comes to this sin of the Meraglim, we suffer for this now l'dayros. The whole concept of the churban beis hamikdash and everything, all stem tish above, was decreed then that there would be a churban beis hamikdash. What's the whole concept of the churban beis hamikdash? Again, this concept of the kilkul haraois. Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Torah and the Likutei Moharan that the ma'irei ha'esh, the ma'irei esh, will gover over the ma'irei oyer. Oyer means light, esh means choshech, a bechin of losing. This is a bechin of hateva. That's why Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Halachos, note that Shabbos is hashgacha, the weekdays are teva. Shabbos is oyer, the weekdays are choshech. What do we do to bring in the weekdays? Baruch atu Hashem alakeinu melech ha'olam, bairei ma'irei ha'esh. We make Havdalah Saturday night. We make a bracha not on oyer, we make a bracha on esh. That's the bechin of choshech. We show that going into the weekdays, we're drawing choshech, the bechin of teva. Because oyer, where did oyer come from? Oyer came from Hashem. Vayemer elikim yehi oyer. Where did esh come from? The Gemara says in Pesachim, who invented esh? Adam Arishayim. When? Saturday night, Moitzoy Shabbos. Because Saturday night is the beginning of the weekdays, the beginning of Teva, the beginning of going out of this Hashgacha. And this is why the main tikkun today for that churban, the main tikkun for this rulership of HaTeva, is when a Yid is zeichet to cry in Tefillah, to cry especially over the churban Beis Hamikdash. Now we understand the concept of crying over the churban Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is oyer einayim. The crying is showing, that's how we misakein the einayim. That's how we purify the einayim, through this crying. And that's what brings about a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi, we should be zeichet to this kind of tefillah with tears, and this closing our eyes, mechesed ayama, through which we could be zeichet to draw all the Yeshuas, especially the coming of Mashiach from Beis Mikdash.
What did you say before that Hashem took
I didn't say to Kesser. No, I said Lamalam and Ateva. Although you should know that that is a concept of Kesser. Because in other words, Hateva usually we say is the seven lower spheres. They are a concept of Olam Hazeh. Whereas the eighth level is Olam Haba, right? So Olam Hazeh is called Bechinas Teva. Olam Haba is the Bechin of Hashgacha, right? Which is the beginning of which is Bina. Those three, Keser, Chochma, Bina, are all the concept of Olam Haba. Where does the power of children come from? From Keser. Bonei Chaim is Zayin Alav Bizchus, Italian also, Ela B'Mazla. What is Mazla? Mazla is Keser. The Arizal says the word mazla is bigematria three times yud kei vav kei, which stands for the three upper spheres, which are nichal and keser. That's where the power of bonim comes from. So he took him lama'ala min ateva to this place of keser from which all the issues come from. Now note how that fits in beautifully with this Torah. In other words, the three upper spheres, that's the bechina of the moyach, the roish, the einayim. Note that these items, all the Yeshuas, when we talk about Yeshuas, what are Yeshuas? Bonei Chaye Mezayna, children is the Yeshua. Chaye, life is the Yeshua. We ask for Chayim Toivim, Chayim Aruchim, all of these things. And Parnasa, these are the Yeshuas that a person asks for. What do you need to get to them? You have to be taken out of Teva, you have to go above Teva, you have to go to the Keser. But the Spalel Chano, Al Hashem. Al Hashem, above Yud Kei Vav Kei, above Zerampin. She davened above Hashem, above Zerampin, to Bina, to Keser, to that level. Hashlech, not El Hashem, Hashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha. Put your Yehovcha Al Hashem, above Hashem. Again, the Spechin of Keser, the Spechin of above the seven lowest spheres. By Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when Hashem told him he was going to extend his years, Hineni, Yosef al Yomecha, Hineni Yosef, it should have said. Yosef means I will increase. Hineni Yosef. Who is Yosef? Keser. Yosef goes with the conjugation of who in Hebrew. Who is Nistar? Right? Who? He will end. Who's the he? Ata is called Neichach. Who is Nistar? Right? When you're in front of me, I say, Ata, you do this. When we talk about somebody outside this room, we say he, right? That's called Nistar. Nistar is Keser. Hineni Yosef. Where will the Hoysaf of Yomim come from? From Keser. And this is why the Pasuk says about Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the Seif and Tachlis of everything, right? That's the Seif Ha'ilam. Alexander the Great went to Gan Eden. That was at the end of the world. Seif Ha'ilam. What does the Pasuk say about Gan Eden? Ayin Eden is Ayin Leirasa Lekimzul Asecha. No eye has been zecha to see this. Ya'ase Lamachak Eloi. Not Ta'ase, you Hashem will do. Ya'ase Lamachak Eloi. Again, Bechinas Nisa, Bechinas Keser. This Bechin of this super Hashkocha from which all the Yeshuas come from. And that's, again, the concept that the main time when we need this Hashkocha upon ourselves is when we're being judged, Rosh Hashanah. That's why there's such a warning, don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Don't close your eyes, because if you sleep, your mazel sleeps. Why? Because we see what's the concept of the whole, where do the Yidden draw from? From the Bechin of Hashgacha, the Bechin of the eye being open. This concept of the eye being open. Baruch Hashem. Any questions?
So this is where Nikla means to be
included in. Included in. Or contained in. Okay, next. This Torah, by the way, comes up many, many times in the Likutei Halachos, number one, and you can tell the practicalness of this, because you get a person who's in any kind of situation. Rabbi Zal always used to say, a person gets put into Gehenim even. If a person knows that there's going to be an end to it, if you just keep in mind that whatever it is, it has an end, what keeps a person going throughout the weekdays when he's at work and everything? Thinking of Shabbos. What do we mean thinking of Shabbos? What do you do when you think about Shabbos? When we say every morning, Hayayim Yoyim Rishayim Bashabbos, what are we trying to do by that tefillah? We're trying to draw into the Yom Rishon a he'ora from the Kates. Shabbos is a Bechinas Kates. Yen, Yom Shekulei Shabbos, that's Lasid Lavoi. We're trying to draw into Sunday the Bechinas Shabbos. That's how we Mamshech Yeshua. And this is something a person could apply practically to themselves in any situation. A person's living in any kind of dachkus, in an apartment, anything that's a dachkus. A person knows that there's going to, that I know in a year it's going to be good, and you maintain that, you stay conscious of that now. A person's in a position where he's lacking parnasa. If he just concentrate, there's no question that a year from now, 10 years from now, I'm going to have parnasa. No question that this sorrow is going to come to an end at some time. Might come to an end when I go into the grave. Then all my problems are resolved, and I don't have to worry about parnasa anymore. Then a person draws from that place a Yeshua into where they are now, by which they can pull themselves out of this tzorah, any kind of tzorah, whatever it is. Torah Reish Nun Aleph. Rabbi Nizal says, Da, you should know, Shal Yidei Melchamos, through wars, Hainu Machlekes, meaning, actually, Rabbi Nizal is not limiting this just to a war, but any type of Machlekes, Al Yidei Zeh Neiflim Machshavos Shel Rishoyim Al Anoshim Ksherim. Machlekes can cause the thoughts of a Rosha to go into an Ish Kosher, Chas V'Shalom, Hainu, Machshavos Shel Kfirois, thoughts of Kfira, thoughts of atheism, Shenayflam Aleihem Al Yedezeh, which fall, Chas V'Shalom, upon Anoshim Ksherim through Machlekes. V'hatikim Lazeh, what's the tikkun for this? Limsar HaMilchama LaHashem, to place the Milchama, no, the person's in a state of Machlekes. Who should he give over the battle to? To give over the battle to Hashem. Shehashem yilcham hamelchama. To ask Hashem to fight his battle. The person should avoid any kind of fight, any kind of conflict. He should ask Hashem to be the one to battle for him. Al yidezeh mevatel machshavos rishonim kanal. And that's how a person can be zeicha to nullify these thoughts of the rishonim. Period. All of this is going to be explained later in the Torah. Rabbi Nizal says, Avoda, you should know, Shal Yidei Tzedakah Shelohem, through the Tzedakah of the Rishoim, Yesh Koyach B'machshavtom Lehiskayim Afilu Im Yimsar HaMelchama LaShem. By a Rosha giving Tzedakah, he can make it that his thought should stay in the mind of the Ish Kosher via this Machlokes, even if the Ish Kosher puts the Melchama in Hashem's hands. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki yesh tzedakos sherishoim naisim, because there are tzedakos which rishoim donate. Ki motzinu shafilu malchei akum naisim tzedaka, we find that even the kings of the goyim give tzedaka, va'isim tovos, and they do certain good things. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, lechainein dalim yikabtsenu, that you have sometimes a king or a rich man who gathers wealth, a king who extracts taxes from his subjects. Who does he take from? Usually goes on a scale, the more money you have, the more tax you pay. So he extracts from the rich, and what does he do with that money? He finances the operations of the country, building bridges, doing things like that, which are used to service everybody, to service even the poor people. Kama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh explains over there. So we see that this one who is Mekabetz, this Rasha sometimes, gives a Bechinah Tzedakah. And it's through the act of a Rasha giving Tzedakah sometimes that he can make it that even if the Ish Kosher gives the Melchama over to Hashem, these Machshavos of the Rishon at a time of Machlokes should still stay, should still be retained in the head of an Ish Kosher. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain exactly what and when and how. Veda, and you should know, Sheish Emes, that an Ish Emes, a person of truth, an honest person, Dehainu, what does that mean? She'ise mitzvahs b'shleimus, a person who does mitzvahs b'shleimus, u'bechol ha'digdukin, and with every type of particularness, beinoi levein koinoi, when he's private, him and Hashem, k'moi she'medaktek la'asos ha'mitzvah b'fnei b'nei odom, he does it just as well when he's with Hashem alone, as when he is with people, as when he is with people. She'ze b'chinas emes, that's what we classify as an Ish Emes, a person who's honest. He's not fake. It's not that when he davens or he does mitzvahs, if people are around, he does it a certain way. Whereas when he's in his own room, in his own house, he's very, very far from what he shows outwardly to people. Rabbi Nizal says, Shehakoyel Echod Etzloi, everything is one to him. Bein kishayse mitzvah lefnei Hashem, ubein kishayse bifnei bnei Odom, both when he does a mitzvah privately before Hashem, or when he's among people. Ze ho ish ho emes yesh loy koyach lahamshich al atzmoy kol hatzedokos. A person like this who is zeichet to such a level of emes, that person could be zeichet to draw upon himself, to draw to himself all types of tzedakah. Rav Enizal explains, ki elu hatzedokos hanal shehem oisim, because these tzedakos which the Rishoim do, he oimedes rechayka mehem. The tzedakah is not close to them, it's at a distance from them. Ve'eino etzlam, and it's not by them. Ki derech hatzedokah limshoich atzmo le'emes, because the nature of tzedakah is to draw itself to emes. Umachmas shehem rechayka mehemes, and because these Rishoim are far from emes, that's why hatzedaka rechayka mehem. That's why the tzedaka is far from them. V'zeho ish ha'emes moishech li'atzmoi kol hatzedakos. The ish ha'emes draws to himself all tzedakos, ki hatzedaka nimsheches rak achar ha'emes. Because tzedaka is drawn only to emes. This is what the pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi. Utzedakah meirachayik tamoid. Tzedakah. What does the pasuk mean there? Al pipshat. We'll see in a second. Utzedakah meirachayik tamoid. Ki koshlo borachayiv emes. The pasuk says that Hashem's goodness, Hashem's acts of tzedakah, will be far from people. Hashem will not be willing to extend tzedakah to people. Why? Ki koshlo borachayiv emes. Because in the streets, on this world, people are far from emes. Therefore, Hashem doesn't want to extend his tzedakah to them. Hashem doesn't want to be charitable to people, because the people on earth are not being righteous, emes. Therefore, Hashem is not righteous. Hashem doesn't show tzedakah to the people. Rabbi Nazal says, Hainu, shehat tzedakah oimedes meirachayik. The tzedakah stands at a distance. Zemachma shenechshal barachayiv emes. Because the emes has become messed up in the streets. Ki machmas she'en emes, al kein hatzdokah rochayk mehem. Because there's no emes, that's why the tzedakah is far from them. So Rabbi Nizal says here, you should know, the whole concept of tzedakah having any form of a kiyum is totally on this union of emes. A person, the more emes a person is zaychatu, the more he is able to draw to himself all the tzedakah. It's not just his own tzedakah, but all the tzedakah of all the people that are doing tzedakah, he's able to draw it upon himself, which means that that person is able to overcome this problem that we presented in the first paragraph, as we're going to see. Rabbi Nizal says now note, al-pi kabbalah, what spheres are we talking about? What spheres, emes? Tiferes. What spheres, tzedakah? Malchus. You have this yichud of tiferes and malchus. These two always want to be together. Emes and tzedakah always want to be together. The pasuk says, emes ve'emunah chayk v'layavah. What's emes ve'emunah? Torah and tefillah. Tiferes and malchus. Tiferes is Talmud Torah. Tiferes is Torah. These two always want to be together. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh shekosu." This is what the pasuk says in Devarim. "Utzedakah tihielanu." Hashem will be very charitable to us. It'll be considered a tzedakah of us. Ki nishma la'asayis es kol hamitzvah asayis lufnei Hashem alekenu kasher tzivanu. If we'll be zeche to do the mitzvahs of Hashem before Hashem, kasher tzivanu, as Hashem has commanded us. Rabbi Nizal explains, Hainu kishayihiyalanu b'chinais emes. When we, the Yidden, will be zeichet to a level of emes, dahainu lishmor la'asayis kol ha-mitzvahis lifnei Hashem levadoi, to be zeichet, to be able to guard the mitzvahis, when it's before Hashem alone, b'chol adikdukim, with all the particularness, the same way as the person would be doing it in front of people. That's the real shlemus of emes. When a person is not two-faced, sheker is two. Remember, we mentioned that many, many times. We have the Torah Kodem Ram Torah Nun Aleph, where Rabbi Akiva said to his Talmidim, Kishemagim la'avnei shayish, al teimro mayim mayim. Rabbi Nizal brought in that whole Torah that sheker is a bechina of two, emes is the bechina of one. I can only say about this table that it's a table. Sheker, I can say many. So Rabbi Nizal says here now, so emes is the bechina of being able to, of not being two-faced, being one, totally one, being the same when standing before Hashem alone as when in a group of people. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh ki nishmar la'aseis es kol ha-mitzvah zois, lifnei Hashem aleikenu kasher tzivonu v'chulu, lifnei Hashem aleikenu daika, when we'll be able to fulfill the mitzvahs b'shleimus, when we're only in front of Hashem, in front of Hashem alone. Hainu shenishmar la'aseis kol ha-mitzvah lifnei Hashem levad beinenu levein koinenu b'chol ha-dikdukim v'ha-protim. V'zehu kasher tzivonu, hainu b'chol hadikdukim kasher tzivonu Hashem yisparach, with all the details of the mitzvah as Hashem has commanded us. Hainu b'chinas emes kanal, that means achieving this level of emes that we mentioned before. Shegam kishoisa mitzvah l'fnei Hashem yisparach levad, hu medaktik b'chol hadikdukim, which means when a person achieves this level, that when he's standing before Hashem only, he's doing the mitzvah b'shleimus. He's davening with the same kavana, or with the same motions that he would be doing if he were standing in front of people. V'oz utzdoko tihye lonu. Not utzdoko tihye, utzdoko tihye lonu. The tzdoko will be to us. The tzdoko will come lonu daiko. Hainu shenamshich liatzmeinu kol hatzdokos. We'll be zeichet to draw to ourselves all the tzedakahs, kiderech hatzdoko limshoich le'emes kanal, because it is the nature of tzedaka to draw itself to emes. Nimza. So what comes out of this? Kishezeh ho ish emes. Moshech li'atzmai hatzdokos. When this ish ha'emes draws upon himself all these tzedakos, Azai ein lohem koyach hatzdoko. Then these rishonim who gave these tzedakos, which were distanced from them, this person via a magnet of emes, he drew it to himself. Then they lose these tzedakos. The tzedaka was drawn to him. They lost it. The original owners lost it. Ve'ein koyach b'machshavtom lehiskayim kanal. Then their machshavos, the machshavos of these rishonim, will not be able to have a kiyum within the minds of anoshim ksherim. We said whenever there's this machlokes, it's possible chas v'shalom for these machshavos of kfira of the rishonim to enter into the heads of the anoshim ksherim. We said, how does a person get around it? By giving the melchama over to Hashem. But even if you give the melchama over to Hashem, tzedakah through tzedakah chas v'shalom, it's possible for the machshava to have a kiyum, to have a kiyum within the minds of the anoshim ksherim. What's the solution? Extract from them all their tzedakah. What's the magnet that you use to extract tzedakah? Emes. By a yid being zeichet to this madrig of emes, to serve Hashem with emes, that's how he's zeichet to magnetically extract all the tzedakah from all the rishonim who do tzedakah, draw that all onto himself, and thereby remove any possibility of having any of these machshavos of the rishonim fall into him, or have any kiyum by him.
I don't know what that means, when they draw the tzedakah out of them. I mean, they'll still give the tzedakah.
Yeah, but it won't remain by them. Their tzedakah, no, it's a person does tzedakah, so he has a glow, let's say, a halo of tzedakah around him. Rabbi Nezal says, by doing this, you remove that from him. You remove their, whatever credit, whatever schar they would be getting, you extract it from them. Because the fact that their nature is that they're not anshei emes, the tzedakah, even the tzedakah that they do, remains at a distance from them. They've done tzedakah, but it's at a distance from them. By you being an Ishanis, you draw it away from them completely onto yourself. Now Rabbi Nezal explains, Umashit Stoka Nimsheches La'emes, this that we said that Stoka is drawn to Emes, Kit Stoka Hu Bechinas Emes. Rabbi Nezal says, Stoka is a Bechina of Emes. Now note, the Pasuk says, Ulecho Hashem Hatzdoka. To you, Hashem is all Tzedaka. All tzedakah goes to you, because kaviyachol Hashem is the bechin of emes. Chayisam HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Rabbi Nezal says, this that tzedakah is drawn to emes, why? Ki emes hu echod. Emes is one. Ki echod hu rak echod. Because one is only one. Ki lifnei echod ma'ata sefer. Because the pasuk says, before one, what do you count? In other words, one cannot be anything else, because there's nothing that comes before one. Rabbi Nezal says, "V'im yesh sheni eino yechod." If there's a second, then there's no more one. If there's a second, if you have two, then there's no more concept of one anymore. Then there are two. Rabbi Nezal says, "V'chein ho emes." Okay, so that's echod. Echod is only one, because when you have two, there's no more one anymore. If we say one person. If there's two, there's no more one person. There's three. Rabbi Nezal says, V'chein ho emes hu rak echod. Emes is also echod. Ki kishoyim amalei zedavor ha-emes. Because when we say about any object, when we say the truth about it, yef shaloyim arkiyim echod, there's only one definition you can give about that item. Dahinu ho emes, kemoy shehu. The truth of what it really is. Avol sheker, ef shalom al dover echo dvorim rabim. But when it comes to sheker, I can say about an item, I can say many things about it. Kimavur b'makom achras was explained in Torah Nun Aleph. Shom, ki al klei kesef, ef shalom al emes ki emechon. When it comes to a silver keli, all I can say about it in emes is one thing. Dehainu shehu klei kesef levad. That it's an article of silver. Avol amir tzalim sheker. But if I want to tell a lie, yochoy leimar harbe, I can say a lot. Ki yuchal leimar shu kli zohov, oy mechoyshes, oy shar shemois. I can say all kinds of assorted things about it. V'chein b'chol advarim shevoilam, yef shu leimar ho emes, ki yim dover echot kamoy shehu. So too with everything, the emes, you can only say what the item is, which is one. Avol hasheker hu harbe kanal, nimtza. So what do we see from here? Sheho emes hu echod. That emes and echod go together. Vayin sham oid varm neflon inyan ho emes shu echod. Ayin sham. Look over the entire Nun Aleph, you'll see a whole elaborate explanation on this topic of tying together emes with Echad. V'alkein kutshevarichu v'yoyraiso v'yisroel kulachad. That's why Hashem and the Yidden and the Torah are all one. Ki Hashem yizborach emes, v'toyrosoi emes, v'yisroel emes. V'kivon shekulam emes, hakoyel echad. Because these three are emes, that's why they are echad. Ki be'emes ein bo'y shum shinoi. Because in emes there's no concept of change. Kamo shekosuv ani Hashem lo'y shomisi, va'atem beis Yaakov lo'y kilisen. I am Hashem and I never change. Lo'y shonisi means never change. Lo'y shonisi means there's no sheni. Ve'ein sheni, there's no sheni to me. And v'atem beis Yaakov lo'y kilisim. You are the Jews, lo'y kilisim. I will never put an end to you. Why? Because you are with me. Hashem associated the Eden with them also. They are also echod v'ein sheni. There's no altar to the Eden. Ki Hashem yisborach emes v'hu echod b'li shinui chas v'shalom kanal. V'hashinui hu rak eitzel hamekablin. I, the kashif, there's no concept of shinui by Hashem. How is it that this one is rich and this one is poor and this one is this? The answer is the shinui is only on the part of the mekablin. Ki kefi hamekabel kenes havetz lehashinui. According to the recipient of shefa from Hashem, that's what determines the differential in what the shefa looks like. But by Hashem there is no shinui. V'ze b'chinas shemesh, ki ha-shemesh hu rak koyach echod levad. The sun is only one power, v'ha-shinui hu eitz la-mekablin. The shinui is only by the mekablin. Ki kamo shinuyim nesavim al-yidei ha-shemesh. There are many, many different changes that are affected by the shemesh. There are many, many different changes that are affected by the sun.